والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. قال تعالى في كتاب الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, إن هذا لهو القصص الحق. الله سبحانه وتعالى send the Quran for all mankind. And he said in this ayah, this is a true story. This is a true story. So, Al-Quran contains all the story of the Prophet and messengers. The Christian and Jew in Medina, they used to run the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to tell them about what happened to the nations before. So Allah confirmed it. This is a true story from Al-Quran Al-Azim. Yesterday we spoke about exactly, and we said it's not Allah for the Muslim to join a celebration of this kind of celebrations or to congratulate anyone who deny Al-Quran Al-Azim, because Al-Quran came nasikh. What's mean nasikh, Brother Salah? Nasikh came to abrogate. Whatever the book came before, the Quran came to complete and to abrogate all that religion before. So, yesterday we said it's not allowed for the Muslim to join or to exchange gifts or to accept actually food, because people worship the cross. Ask the people today, the cross is the main thing for them. So how come you can congratulate someone who actually bowing or who worship the cross? It's impossible. Therefore, agreed upon between the ulama, that's haram to join any kind of celebration through food, gifts, congratulating them. And we give you just a day the statement from Al-Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in many surah in the Quran, Allah stated for us, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ. Whoever seek another religion beside the Islam will never be accepted from him. وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And in the day of the judgment, he will be one of the losers. So alhamdulillah, who give us, choose us and make us Muslim. We cannot celebrate, because again, Brother Lutfillah, the celebration today, there is no any occasion for it. Isa alayhi salam, did he born in December? Never. It's a kind of celebration, they do it. The factory work in the whole year to produce gifts. People, the most season, people buying gift this season here. That means exactly it's like encourage refreshment of the economic. Not Allah for the Muslim. So yesterday somebody asked me, what about if they come and tell me Merry Christmas? You cannot answer him Merry Christmas. Haram. What does that mean of Merry Christmas is? They believe actually that Jesus alayhi salam, he was crucified. That's why the cross is the main thing for them. You take the cross from their life, because they believe Allah, he sent down his begotten son. When he saw the people committing sins, so then Allah sent his begotten son to take all the sins of all the Christian. Do whatever you like, man. Commit zina, steal, cheating, do everything. Remember, Jesus Christ will save you. Doesn't work. Allah said in the Quran, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًا. You will be charged for everything, good and bad, even equal to the atom. You will be charged for it. Do not put your sins over someone. Exactly. All people, what's the problem today in the whole entire world? Because they say, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Just believe in Jesus. Your sins will be washed out. Woman cheating her husband, and she go to the church And the priest, he took her behind a red curtain. Sit down, what happened to you? I deceived my husband yesterday. Don't worry, daughter, don't worry. By the name of God and the Son and the Holy Spirit, go, you have been forgiven. Who are you? Who are you to forgive the people or not to forgive the people? He's connected with God. You are a liar. You are not connected because there is no any prophet and messengers. No regular human being are connected with heaven anymore. So if you give yourself a position today that you are able to forgive or not to forgive, you are a liar. That's why we cannot actually join with them in any kind of celebration. We respect the people. We don't have any problem with all kind of people. But Islam came to free you. Islam came to free you from all this shirk. People in the case of Jesus divided to three groups. The Muslim, Al-Yahud, the Jew, and the Christian. In the case of Jesus. I will start with the Muslim. Because that's the best sources of knowledge. If you need to know about what happened to Jesus and his mother, because we speak about the season now. Read Al-Quran Al-Azim. Read Sunnah to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he described every single prophet and messenger, those whom Allah mentioned them in the Quran. 314 messengers. The Quran mentioned only 25. So whatever 25, the Prophet, he told us the detail about, we include Jesus alayhi salam. When they, how you exactly describe the people asking him in after he came down from Al-Mi'raj. Did you see all the prophet? Yes, Allah resurrected all the prophet and messenger in Bayt al-Maqdis and I became the imam and I lead the salah. Right? Describe Musa for us. He described Musa alayhi salam. He said, Ragulun atwal. There's two different meaning in the language. Atwal or Tawil. Atwal is mean a very high, exactly very high person, very tall. But Tawil is limited. But Musa alayhi salam, Rajulun Ja'dun Asmar. He was very pure black with a curly hair. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Musa. Very strong. So he described how Musa looks like. And he described Isa alayhi salam also for them, how is Isa looks like. Pure white. Pure white. Silky hair. Exactly his hair actually dropped down over his shoulders. And when I saw him, he said exactly his sweat. And his sweat looks like a diamond. Diamond. Subhanallah, he described Sayyidina Isa also for them. What you need more than that? What you need more than that? Today, people confuse about the story of Isa. You go to the African community, their church, they make Isa, Jesus alayhi salam, is a black man. Picture of a black man. You go to the white community, they make the Jesus alayhi salam exactly is a white man with a green eyes and blonde hair. You go to Chinese, we have a lot of millions of people Chinese. They found somebody looks like a Chinese. Jesus is a Chinese. What are you going to do with Jesus, Yaqi? When I came to this country, my brother, and I was exactly walking, I said, let me see Midtown Manhattan. There is a show in Broadway, continue for 15 years. 15 years, I read the sign. And I look exactly, Jesus is a gay. Ya akhi, leave Jesus alone. Jesus is a gay. Hasbun Allah wa ni'mal wakeel. Why? Because he did not marry. You go to African community, in their churches, you find the people, they make drum and music, and they dance, male and female, celebrating or praying. Praying with music. Hasbun Allah wa ni'mal wakeel. So the best sources for us, Al-Quran. Let's read the first ayah here. Ayat Surah Salat Al-Imran, Surah number 3, Ayah number 45. Qala ta'ala fi kitab al-kareem, ba'da a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. Hith qalat al-malaikatu ya Maryam, إن الله يبشرك بكلمة منه اسمه المسيح عيسى بن مريم وجيها في الدنيا والآخرة ومن المقربين. Where is my partner today for translation? Anyway, inshallah ta'ala, Eunice is not here to even. Let me read it. A mention. Anytime you find the word of ad, word to lara, idh. Idh. Alif or Hamza, dal. Sheikh Hassan. Anytime you find in the Quran idh, it's mean mention for them, Ya Muhammad. All the time in the Quran. Mention for them. So the message for the Prophet is قالت الملائكة. Mention for them, Ya Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the angel said, Jibril alayhi salam came to Maryam in the form of man. And I said before, the angel are able to change his form from the original size of the angel to be like a man. O Mary, indeed Allah give you good tidings of a word from him. So Allah, he created Jesus with a very simple word. Kun, kaf noon, English, be. It's cost Allah nothing. Be, and he was. Subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to create anything. So that Allah created Isa with a word, kalima, from him. A word from him. What did he say? Whose name will be the Messiah. So Allah told us that we believe him is the Messiah. And yesterday, Brother Lutfillah, you are wasn't with us. Messiah meaning because he used to travel a lot in the land. He swept all the land. He swept all the land to travel. He never stay in one place. Messiah, Jesus, the son of Mary. And Allah in all the Quran, when he mentioned Jesus, he attached him to his mother. That means to show there is no father. That Mary, you are named by your father. Nobody call you by your mother. Nobody call you by your mother. Except the case of Jesus alayhi salam. When he mentioned Jesus, Isa ibn Maryam, Jesus the son of Mary. To show you that he has no father. To clear the doubt for the people that he has a father. This quenched, it's been good in this world and in the hereafter and among those brought near to Allah. He's one of the great. Allah, he created Isa alayhi salam from what? From the spirit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Created with a word, be, and he was. Jibril came, sent, and he came. Then he blew in the sleeve of Maryam. From Rauhullah. From Rauhullah, right away she became pregnant. Miracle. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Al-Khalqu Arba'. Creation are kind forms. Four kinds. Number one. Allah created Adam from no father and no mother. Created him by himself directly. And created him by a word, a simple word, be. And he was no father, no mother. He never been baby. So the first case, your father, Allah has created him from dust. No father, no mother, adult. Second kind of creation, Allah created a female from a male. Allah created Eve, Hawa, our mother, from the left side or the rib of Adam, alayhi salam. He was sleeping in a Jannah. He woke up. He found a most beautiful woman Allah has created to all mankind. Our mother, Hawa, Eve. Who are you? I am your wife. Who make the contract of marriage? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who are you? I am your wife. Because Allah created Adam and he found him lonely. So the woman are the companion of men. Allah, the regular formula in this life, that the man to marry the woman, not the man who's a man, not the woman who's a woman, So Allah, he created this form to because after he found Adam lonely, he created a companion from him, from his side. Why, brother Lutfullah, from his left side? To be closer to your heart. To be closer to your heart. Honey, I need so and so, you run. You leave the whole entire world to satisfy her. Can you let me, actually, because of time, I'm going to give you time, inshallah ta'ala. So he created Eve from the left side of Adam.
Was it at the same time or
after?
Or a different time?
A different time. Adam first, then after that, Allah created Hawa. She never been baby. She has no father and she has no mother. Same thing. Allah created her holy, exactly, adult. She never been baby. It is a great miracle from Allah. Cost Allah to do what? How he created a Eve. Word. Simple word in the language. Be and she was. Number three. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created a male from female. The opposite side of Eve. Allah from Maryam alayhi salam. Allah created Jesus from her. She became pregnant with Jesus. And when I speak about your pregnancy today, wallahi Sheikh Salah, it's hurting me too much. They make the God to be in the limited place, in the womb of the mother, God, to be in the limited place, inside the womb of the mother, surrounded by blood, surrounded by urine, and they call him God. And he was waiting by the order to come out to this life from a very narrow place. From the womb of the mother, how he need to go. And when she deliver him, God has no power. She exactly, he needs someone to clean him. He needs someone to actually to feed him. What kind of God? It's impossible. It's impossible for all mankind to believe this kind. God eating, God drinking, God is sleeping. And they make him the God. We're going to speak about Christianity. But this is the third creation. Fourth creation, you and me and all mankind, from male and female. In a most wonderful moment, your father meet your mother. And in a very enjoyment time, very desirable time, he meet your mother and he drop inside her millions of sperms. And only one sperm succeed to go around the egg. And you and me, Allah created you by a word, be, and you was. How many people actually, they try to have a child and they never have any child. Never have any child. This is the medical. And Allah is able. Sarah, alayha salam, the wife of Ibrahim. When the angel came, Jibreel, to give Ibrahim a glad tidings that she will have a child. Ibrahim too. Sarah. She was barren.
90 years.
Barren, old woman. And also Zachariah. May Allah, brother Mazen also. Both of them, they are barren. Never produce any children. And they are very old. I'm asking you by the name of Allah, is there any woman after she passed 50, 60 years old to have any child? There is no menses. Woman after a certain age, 40 and up, actually some 40 to 50, woman, she lost the menses. And when she lost, how is she going to have a child? But Allah is able. Be, and he was. And Sarah, she became pregnant to deliver Ishaq alayhi salam. And Zachariah's wife, also she became pregnant to deliver Yahya alayhi salam. Miracle. So Allah created all mankind by the word of being. Hi. Why they confuse? Now we ask the questions. Why they said exactly Isa alayhi salam or Jesus exactly is the son of God? Why? That's a question we need to ask Sheikh Hassan. We need to ask why they call him the son of God. That's a question I need answer for it. Because there is no father, that means automatically they make God, he's a father. Because the Christians are divided into three groups. First group, they said he is a God himself. Second group, they said he's a son of God. Third group, they said he's a combination, which you called Trinity. He's a father and the son and the Holy Spirit. And we actually, somebody need to teach me the language. When you say it exactly, you go to the church and the priest say, by the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. You talk about three. He said, no, three and one. So how come the Father will be Son and the Son will be Father? In according to the language of Sheikh Salah said, by the name of the Father and somebody else, the Son and the Holy Spirit. So you worship three. No. Three in one. And some of them actually, like the Bob in Egypt, you have a different church. Different church. They call it Orthodox. Egypt, they have a different priest. For Cairo and Egypt, they have a different actually. What they said, what's wrong with this? Why people confused? Son, look at the example. If you said actually the three in one, yes, we believe the Trinity. I'm going to give you example. Sun, give you light and give you energy. It's exactly, this is not actually a good example because this is the creation of Allah. Yes, Allah make the sun to give you three functions. Heat, light, energy, and they exactly say three in one. No. You talk about different people here. Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is Jibreel for them. All of them are three. It doesn't work like this. So Allah told us here in the ayah, Surah Al-Imran. Allah stated also in ayah number 59. What's the big deal in this? قال تعالى في كتاب الكريم إن مثل عيسى عند الله كمثل آدم خلقه من تراب ثم قال له كن فيكون. Indeed, the example of Jesus to Allah is like that of Adam. Allah created Adam, created him from dust. Then he said to him, be, and he was. Same thing. At least, let me tell you something here. Which one is difficult, according to your mind? That to create someone without father and mother, or to create some with the mother without father?
Without father and mother.
Yeah?
Both.
Barakallah feek. The answer. Everything for Allah is easy. But Allah, he choose him will. Allah created Adam without father and mother, and he created Jesus without father. What's wrong with this? What's wrong with this? Allah is able to do anything. So why you don't believe that Jesus is a servant of Allah? Why you don't believe that he's a kind of miracle? Creation Allah created without his miracle. Why? So why number two, the question, second question, Sheikh Salah? Why you don't call Adam son of God? He has no father.
Yeah.
He has no father, right or not? Why you don't call? When you question them, when they came to me in Masjid Manhattan more than 20 years ago in the Warren Street, we make a debate. I invited a lot of priests. I invited a lot of non-Muslim, and was a great regret that day. And I asked the priest, why you don't call? I need to know why you don't call Adam. You believe that Adam came from the dust. He told me, of course. Why you call Jesus the son of God and you don't call Adam is the son of God?
Or Hawa, daughter of God.
Then after that he told me, it's a good question. I never think about it.
Yeah.
I never think about it.
True.
Exactly. So why you don't investigate? Oh, we grow up in the church. When we ask any question, they say, shh, it is a mystery. Don't ask any question. It is a mystery. It doesn't work like this, yaakhi. We are a human. Allah created the human in the best creation. And he give you aql. He give you mind to think. He gives you mind to think. If you need to go to the moon, you can go to the moon. You go to deep in the earth, you go to deep in the earth. You create a car, you create a satellite, you create a TV, you create a machine. But when you come to the point of creation, zero. You don't think well. So this is actually what we need. Inshallah ta'ala, tomorrow we'll continue the ad because that the time is finished. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm going to speak about the Yahud. And I'm going to speak about Christianity too. But I still exactly said some another ayah because a Muslim. Then inshallah ta'ala we continue. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we ask Allah to Allah to granting us al-Jannah and to forgive all our sins. Because Ya Allah, we are a believer. You believe. We believe in you, Ya Allah. We believe all the Prophet and Messenger. We are the Ummah of Tawheed. We are the Ummah of Iman. Ya Allah, don't punish us and don't make us like them. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save all the Muslims from the hellfire and to enter the highest level of Al-Jannah, Jannah al-Firdaus. Ask Allah to make all of us a neighbor in Jannah al-Firdaus together. Because Al-Mar'u, everyone with whom he loves, and I testify, I love all of you, and I ask Allah to make all of us neighbor in the Jannah, inshallah ta'ala, in the day of the judgment. Jazakumullah khairah. Subhanak Allah hamdik. Shira Allah ilha nant. I'm sorry, can you say your questions first? Fadda. Say the question.
That time, don't have the whole, beautiful whole like.